Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. No spoiler here, no surprise here. The legend of Chris Kreider. He's the Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. I mean, obviously, the natural hat trick. Shades of Mark Messier from 1994. I love the fact that all of his teammates talked about how during the second intermission, he said he felt like he was close. I'm going to get one. Before the third period, he said, I'm going to get one. And then he goes out and gets three. And we can't play the call, but I went and, you know, after I was told by a caller to go listen to Sam Rosen on the call, that is an epic call. That is an epic performance. That is stuff of legend. Big time players make big time plays in big time games. And this guy put the Big Apple on his back. He just put the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if you saw that coming. I didn't see that coming the way that game was going. And the coldest thing that this man did, put him in the rafters for this, right? Hang that 20 up for doing this. After the game, after he does his interviews, after he comes off the ice, he gives his stick to a young Hurricanes fan, probably turning that young North Carolina kid into a Rangers fan for the rest of his life. 877-337-6666. You got to love it. Chris Kreider goes legend, and the Rangers win. Back to the phones we go, talking to the Rangers fans as you celebrate and you enjoy this tonight. Jack is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jack, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. First time calling. I went to game three, actually, up in Raleigh. Big Rangers fans. And me and my dad were listening to your radio on the way back. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll call him tonight. And so I just want to stop in and say, how about him, man? I mean, when Laviolette put out the five best players, and then they drew that penalty, which led to the game tying goal. I really think that that's what the difference maker was, you know?
Yeah.
it was really great.
Just beat him on the forehand. Like, I'm going back to that goal. When we're in here watching it in real time, you kind of just black out, and next thing you know, the puck goes through. I mean, I just look at Chris Kreider as, like, this is the guy that's supposed to lead the way. And while I was live, I'm like, you know, who's supposed to rise? The guys that you expect, man. That, you know, he had three goals in 9 minutes.
Am
it's
I
just ridiculous?
Like, didn't the Carolina Hurricanes have 3 goals as a team in 9 minutes the game before? This guy did that himself.
I mean, I was really nervous, man. I thought I was going to go to 7, and, you know, anything's possible in game 7. So I'm glad that we got out of there. And, you know, I would like to let everyone know that 71% of the earth is covered by water, but the rest is covered by Shesterkin.
Hey, good call, Jack. Way to pick Shesterkin up like the rest of the Rangers did. 877-337-6666. You know what? A lot of times I talk about TWTW, the will to win. All it takes is one guy with the will to win and say, no, 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 we're not. We're not going game 7. We're not folding here. There's still time left. I think I'm going to get one. Got one. Think I can get another one. Think I can get, like, incredible. Shout out to you if you went to Madison Square Garden and filled the building for the watch party, throwing your hats onto the ice. And then partying in the street like the Knicks fans do. It's a special time in New York. Let's get back to the phones and continue the celebration. Roger is in Plainfield. Roger, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, man. I listen to you every night on my way to work, and I work shift work, and I listen to you on the way home, man. You are great, and I want to congratulate you on the Yankee to, you know, to be a, to, what do they call them?
Just sitting in as a broadcaster, calling the game.
Yeah. That's one of my – I wish I could have done that, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you know what? About the Rangers, I was 15 when they won the Cup in 1994, and I was so ecstatic. And then the Devils came in and won the 3 in a row, and it just really, like, bursted my bubble. And now I really feel like they got a great team. I think they could do it this year, and if they keep all the guys, maybe we can keep this going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's you got to keep the hope alive, and you also got to keep the focus. That's why before I said job's not done, job's not finished. It's good to seal the deal. Obviously, going up 3-0, you would have liked this to end sooner, but it doesn't matter. It's a series. The Hurricanes are a really good team. They got it done, and they advance. And now, eyes on the next round. We'll see if you know, the Panthers can seal the deal or if we get Boston and Boston on both sides.
Absolutely. And congratulations again, man, on being a Yankee announcer, bro. Really. That's one of my dreams, bro. Good for you, man.
Thank you, Roger. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, you know, I said it last night. It wasn't something that I was aiming for, wasn't something I was dreaming or praying for, but I love the Yankees. I've gone to so many games. I've listened to so many calls. It's an awesome opportunity, and like, it's not lost on me how many people watch the Yankees, whether you listen to Michael Kay or John Sterling or the people before, and you hope one day to get that opportunity. I didn't realize how close I even was to it, honestly. I come here every night, and I do these shows till 2 in the morning, and then I fight traffic to get out of New York City and get home to my wife and my son and try and sleep, and next thing I know, they're doing construction outside the window, or my son is screaming, and I'm up, and I'm not sleeping right, and I got to try and steal 30-minute naps during the day, but it's all worth it, man. The respect, the love, and the congratulations, and the things that you guys call with, and the things that you guys write, and, you know, the energy that you guys give me, it's all worth it. Like, I appreciate it. I'm here for you. That's what I say, you know. As the last caller just said, you know, I listen to you going into work, and I listen to, like, you know, there are nights where I'm not feeling good. There's nights where I might want to just, you know, eat dinner with my wife and go to sleep and put the baby to bed. But I'm like, nah, I got to go rock, man. It is a special time in New York. It's a special time to be in this city. It's a special time to be a fan in New York rooting for these teams. And somebody's got to speak on it every night. Somebody's got to, you know, articulate it. Somebody's got to feed information and you know, be live on air talking through the games. And I'm happy it's me, and I appreciate you guys that are tuned in and rocking with me as well. Let's keep going. I'm on till 12. C-Mac's coming up next. I know he's going to have a great show. I know he's relieved. I know Sean Morash is on Twitter kissing guys. I don't know what that was about. If you saw Sean Morash's Twitter, I don't know why you guys are sending it to me. 4 different people sent me Sean Morash's tweet with him kissing a man in celebration. I'm sure he'll explain that on The Fan tomorrow afternoon. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on The Fan.
Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Just happy that people are happy and that we're not talking about firing a coach or cutting this guy or benching this guy or this guy sucks or there's a losing streak, blow it all up. Well, the Mets kind of are doing that, but at least they won tonight, so your Mets aren't doing that right now.
Right, and Keith, as you're saying, with like the kids, a lot of guys come over to me, and everyone, when they see me, they say, oh, I love Keith, this and that. Somebody actually came over to me, a Mets fan. He's like, I can't wait to hear Keith on Friday night, on Saturday, to hear the game and hear him on there. He's like, I'm pumped for it. He told me that he did this a few times.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's crazy, man. I appreciate it. I don't get to this spot. I don't get to the Yankee broadcast without support, without people speaking on it, without people saying that they enjoy my show and what I do and what I bring to the table. And the thing about the radio is I think there might be four of us in the entire floor right now. Me, Manny, my boy Rami. I don't know if Chris is out there, these Ranger fans, and that's it. So when you're in here, you can't really see how many people are listening. You know, you just kind of come to work every night and do your thing, and you don't know how many people you're talking to, even when you're taking 20 different calls. But, man, I'm blessed and I'm thankful for you guys. So I'm just going to do my best tomorrow, and hopefully you enjoy the show. Hopefully you enjoy listening to the game with me and Shackle.
And, Keith, I find that also, like, a lot of people going to, like, oh, you're doing something, and they mention that they love hearing your show. Even today, a guy was coming to my house. A father had a meeting. He's like, Josh, you know, my sons are telling me great calls, this and that. And, you know, I meet these guys every day. And then I'm sure there's much more that
I mean, Josh, like, you're famous off of calling in to KM to AM. Like, you're getting more fanfare than me. I don't run into too many people during that. That's great.
Except for your Yankee corner. So with the Rangers, not only did they just win, that is a way to send Hurricane fans feeling that one till next year. And especially if they want to look away, they go up 2-0, and that guy, I don't know who it is, whoever it was, passes it right to Kreider, and that's how they lose it. They do score a goal back, then the Rangers get it right back, and they had so many opportunities. Just Sturkin dancing around, you know, doing his jazz to the right, and this is a true goalie, and it's actually pretty fun what the last caller said with the water and the earth, because that's probably true. It's nuts. He might give up a few shots, but the way he comes back, he just locks it down. And as a Rangers fan, you have to feel great, because even the whole 5-on-5 power play, when you got Shesterkin behind there, you might only need those power play goals. Obviously, it's great to have 5-on-5, but you got to enjoy this right now.
Yeah, I think everyone is enjoying it. I think that the way you felt during that game when you weren't enjoying it, to come out of that one like that, it erases all of that. And, you know, the Rangers live to fight another series. They've got plenty of more hockey, and we've got a couple more weeks at least on the fan watching these games, reacting to these games, and you hope that, you know, there's more to come from that.
And then there's the Mets. But at least they won tonight, and who knows what's going to go on with Diaz. Obviously, there's no changing the closer, Keith, but how many more opportunities does he get before something gets moved?
Yeah, I don't know. I say the first thing you move, and I know people online, a couple people were like, you know, mad. I'm like, lose the trumpets. That'd be the first thing I'd do. And I know they don't play the trumpets in Philly, but like, just change the song. I think, you know, trying to recreate that 2022, it's not 2022. He's a different guy. He tore his Achilles. Like, just maybe change the music, and maybe he'll change his approach, because something's not working right now. He's got 3 blown saves. And what is it, 3 out of his last 4?
Probably something like that. And there's also a game where it wasn't a blown save. It was just, I guess, a blown hold when it was tied or something.
Yeah, and it's not all on him. Obviously, there's been some things, but it's just not good, because this guy got paid like the best closer in baseball, and we still expect him to be. And, I mean, at least they salvaged. Like, one of the first things I said tonight, obviously I got on at 7, the game started at 6:40. Jose Quintana gave you one of his best starts. And I'm like, well, you can't lose after that. And they didn't. They found a way to win.
Right. It's also a month and a half to the season. He's already given up more homers and more blown saves than he did 2 years ago. But with the trumpets, the also problem with losing it is that's when you go to Citi Field, that's one of the things you're looking forward to. I remember those times when the Mets were winning by a few runs, I was like hoping for the other team to get a few runs so they could bring in Diaz. And any time you're watching a game, you wait to hear those trumpets, and it's something hard to take away, because everybody pulls out their mini trumpets. Then there's also the whole Timmy Trumpet thing, which you like to mention, with the whole World Series thing. Some of it's something you can easily pull out, but I want to make a point.
Of course it is. It's literally switching the MP3. Somebody else can play a different song, for Edwin Diaz to come into. There's plenty of great songs. Man, I would lose that after 2022. If you got to switch up the mojo something, I would switch the song. But that's just me. Thanks for the call, Josh. And shout out to all you. I have no idea what Josh looks like. I could walk past him on a New York City street and not know. I've been trying to run into him at like a Devils game or a Mets game. I don't go to Mets games unless the Yankees are playing. A Devils game or whatever. But I think that's great that since he's been a consistent caller to my show from the beginning, you know, he's kind of grown up on the show. He was 13 calling and he's 16 now. And people come to him to talk about, you know, his great calls. And, you know, he was one of the first young guys calling the show at 13 who I was like, man, these kids are prepared. These kids are smart. These kids have more information and knowledge and things at their fingertips than we had. Like, I just told a story about being a kid. It's like the TV or nothing. I didn't have a computer yet. We didn't have a MacBook, a laptop, an iPhone. It's like I get everything through this TV and I can't go to bed. But now these kids can be laying in bed watching a game, streaming it on their iPad. Then the game ends. They can go to the app and see the box score. We had to get that out of the newspaper. It's a good time to be a young sports fan in New York. Let's keep it rolling. 877-337-6666. CJ out on Long Island. You're on the Fan. Go for it.
What's going on, Keith? First time, long time. I've been rocking with you since you first came on the Fan. And, dude, I'm more than proud of you and happy for you with the whole stuff with the Yankees. Look forward to hearing your voice on a broadcast. That's awesome, bro.
Thank you.
You know, the Yankees are out there doing their thing right now, but we got to talk about my man, the killer, Chris Kreider.
Yes, sir.
Out there breaking hearts, bro. That was something else, dude. I was listening to Sam Rosen, and I couldn't believe it. Third goal, we were going crazy at my job. I'm a night custodian, so, like, dude, we were screaming, like,
good.
When this team believes, that just means they're going to win, man. This is the team of destiny. They're out here playing for each other, as to where in the past they used to be a collection of stars that it just seemed like it didn't click. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this team just feels different, bro. I know you're a Devils fan, and I know that you felt that magic, man, when you guys beat us. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, dude. So, like, you know, it's what a time to be a New York fan, too. Like, dude, I'm a Knicks fan, so, like, every other night I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the three-headed monster right now, the Rangers, the Knicks, and the Yankees, baby. So, dude, it's awesome. I'm trying to run into you at a Yankee game, bro. So hopefully I catch you in the Bronx one day. But I just wanted to say congratulations on everything, bro.
Yes, sir.
And keep doing you, man.
Appreciate it, bro. I mean, I'm not hard to find at Yankee Stadium. I'll obviously be strictly in the booth tomorrow and Saturday. But we got a homestand coming up. I'll be at the Mariners game Tuesday, and we'll see the other games. And, yeah. You know, not being a Knicks and Rangers fan gives me a different perspective. I'm obviously leaning into my job, which is to host the radio show in New York on WFAN, The Fan in New York, and take your calls and watch these games and talk about the games. If I did grow up a Rangers Knicks fan, I don't know if I'd be able to do the job correctly. I don't know I don't know how you guys are even like surviving night to night. Every night it's coming down to the wire. Every night, it's a roller coaster. It's playing with your emotions, you know? So it's fun, though. It's fun to even be here, right? It's fun to even have these games. How many years for the Knicks were they not playing games in the middle of May? Early May, late April.
A lot, bro.
You know, and then if you're a dual Rangers and Knicks fan, it's a dream. It's like you just want the dream to keep going. And I think we all do because, like I said, we're starving for a champion. We're hungry for a parade. And, man, just to feel like you're this close to it, it's awesome. It's a great feeling. And, you know, back to Chris Kreider, like CJ was saying, you know, keep giving this man his flowers. Because something I said, both with Knicks fans and Rangers fans, is like, I hate how some of the fans, because this is New York, you start turning on your guys. You start turning on the guys that give you these feelings of overwhelming joy. And after that last loss, Chris Kreider was just being honest about how he felt with the series, and people attacked him. And people were ready to say that, oh, you know, when he said this, he said, if you had told me we'd be 3-2 against the second best team in the league with an opportunity to close it out It's a pretty good spot to be in. So just go down there and be better, be more detailed, work for each other, and find a way to win. You should have looked at that as a sign that this guy was going to be the reason you found a way to win, and that he was optimistic that, hey, we're fine. We're perfectly fine. We're up 3-2 against the second-best team in the league. Who's the best team in the league? The Rangers. So to see the reaction after that last game that some Rangers fans had, man, delete those tweets, and shame on you for not believing, because that guy right there that said that quote put the team and the city on his back, gave you an all-time performance that you're literally going to remember forever. Neo, hey, down there, leaving Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Great talking to you. I've been listening to you for the last couple of years, and you're doing great. Keep up the great work, and keep doing you. You're a rock star, dude. You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I just crossed into Virginia. I live in D.C. I'm a lifelong Rangers, Knicks, and Yankee fan, and I was at the game because I had to take matters into my own hands. Wasn't liking how the team was playing, and I had to be there, and it wasn't looking good in the third period, but our boy Chris Kreider and Igor made some amazing saves to keep us in the game. It could have easily have been 4-1 or 4-2, and I mean, huge, 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 and to your point about fans that turn on, you know, that's New York, man. We're just so passionate and so emotional and so dumb sometimes. But there's no in New York. It was amazing. And Carolina fans were great. Class acts down there. I'll listen to your thoughts. Keep up the great work.
Neo, thanks for the call. And I love the perspective of, like, you know, and that's what you do. That's what I encourage you guys to do, even if you're up here. But if you're down there, right, and you're kind of away from home, you're a transplant. He said he took matters into his own hands. No, I'm going to go to the game and see it with my own eyes. Like, I'm going to go to the game knowing the momentum has shifted a bit, but believing in the team that I've rooted for all these years and believing that I'm going there to see the series end and get a win. And, yeah, it is New York, man. This is a tough place to do anything. It's a tough place to live, a tough place to survive, a tough place to win, and a tough place to lose. And when you lose, the same people that build you up are ready to tear you down, but they forget all about that when you come through and save the day, and they're right there to pat you on the back again. So the same fans that went from, oh, this is soft, this is a loser mentality, oh, no, I can't believe Chris Kreider said they're the second-best team and we're in a good spot after blowing a 3-0 lead, those same people are saying, put them in the rafters. Put that number 20 jersey in the rafters. This is an all-timer. That's how it goes. That's exactly how it goes. Josh is out in Brooklyn on the Fan. Josh, you got it.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
You know. I know you're doing well, but I'm having a good time talking to everybody, getting everybody's experience on the Fan.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on the whole Yankees thing, the broadcasting. Good job.
You know, I didn't even do the job yet, but thank you. I think it's a good job of WFAN.
Yeah, right now you're going to do a good job. So,
and
yeah,
the Yankees saying, hey, why not? Let's try Keith out. We've heard a bunch of his shows. We know this guy loves the Yankees. We see him in the ballpark in every corner of this ballpark. Put him in the booth and see how he does.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I'm listening to you every night. That's first of all.
Man. How old are you, Josh, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 15.
Yeah, you know, it's great to have this many young callers. like, I feel like I have a duty. I have a responsibility to you young guys. I got to hold it down. I got to be here. So, thanks for that.
Right. Yeah, thank you. I mean, man, I'm a Rangers and Knicks fan. And I was waiting to start watching the game when it was 3-1 in the third quarter. I'm like, oh, no, not again. But then that's the Rangers. Crave comes in, hat-trick, clutch. Yeah. I mean, those are the Rangers.
Another comeback win. How many comeback wins did they have in the regular season? That's part of their identity. Yeah. That's part of who they are.
Yeah. And just Sturken, I mean, the flex that the saves that he had, that's not even normal.
Yeah, you
Sturken
know,
playing crazy.
It's a long game. Early on, he was not looking like he was having his best game, but you don't quit. You don't give up. you got to keep fighting. It's a boxing match. It's round by round, right? It's each period is another round to come back and have the best period you could have. And obviously they saved the best for last, and that's curtains. That's it. That's the Hurricane season done.
Also, regarding tomorrow's game, I'm really confident. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart is playing insane. All the second chance points. I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be confident. You should feel like coming off that last game that these guys have the edge. And if you're a Rangers Knicks fan like you are, seeing what the Rangers did, you should feel like the Knicks can win it in six. They did it in the first round. Why can't they go to Indiana and end it and say, no, we're not going back to play a game seven. We're better than this team. We made adjustments. We don't have OG Anunoby, no problem. I think Knicks fans should be confident that they can win a game in Indiana. They should have won a week ago, right? Last Friday. It'll be exactly a week since the Nembhard prayer three went in. I think they go and avenge that loss a week later.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Young Josh in Passaic. We got another young Josh in Brooklyn. Something I want to say about the young guys listening on the Odyssey app, or, you know, these guys can't drive yet. They're not listening in their cars. I remember when I got this gig, and, you know, people say a lot of dumb stuff on the radio. If you are on the internet about the radio, and if you actually read the internet, there's a lot of just dumb stuff in general about every host that we have here. You would think that we were like the worst human beings with some of the stuff written about us, but whatever, none of us care. We show up here every day and never mind that. But I do remember getting the radio gig coming out of, you know, doing internet content and podcasts and YouTube and vlogs and Instagram and Twitter or whatever, and people saying, whatever, like trying to knock me down and, you know, throw cold water on getting a radio job, to say nobody listens to the radio, radio's dying. Yeah, whatever, only old men listen to the radio. Nobody, like, that's, couldn't be more false. The radio is evolving. I mean, people like myself are helping the radio evolve with just, you know, the person that I am, the brand that I've built online and being a radio host now. And it's such an intimate platform, right? It's all of us, but it feels one-to-one. You know, when you listen to it, you hear my voice and you feel like it's just me and you, and then we bring a call in, then it's someone else, but there's thousands of people listening and there's no other platform like this. You know, sometimes I go live and I turn the camera on so people can see me on the internet. But for the most part, this is all theater of the mind. This is you wherever you are, in your house, in your bed, in your car, at your job. And like, that's why I say I love you guys sharing your experience, right? Oh, yeah, I'm at work. We're all going crazy. Oh, yeah, I'm driving. I'm in Virginia now. I left North Carolina. Or, oh, yeah, we were doing, like, it is all of us kind of putting into the circle our experience and what we're doing. Even me talking about, yeah, I'm in here watching with Manny, Rami, like Chris just yelled when that goal came in, and it's great, man. There's no other platform like this. And I understand some folks that I even say, hey, you don't got to stay up and listen. You know, this goes to podcasts, or you can press pause and resume it at your own time. I forget which caller it was earlier tonight. It was like, no. I like listening live. There's nothing like live radio. So we're keeping radio alive. WFAN is not going anywhere. This radio station will exist for nights like this, and there's plenty more nights like this to come. 877-337-6666. All right, halfway through the 11 o'clock hour, my last hour on The Fan. Chris McMonagle is in the bullpen warming up. Let's take this break. I'll come back to close it out. KM to AM returns right after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
New York City! The Rangers win! I got less than 20 minutes on the fan tonight, but I thank everybody that called in, joined in, and enjoyed, another Thursday night, 5 hour KM to AM with Yankees talk and Mets talk. Mets win and another Rangers win. Knicks tomorrow. So 877-337-6666. I'm going to try to clear my rack of calls. I've got 5 callers waiting. I'll try and get to them before my show is over. If you call now, you'll most likely get on with the boy C-Mac, who's coming up next. But I got to go right to this guy as it's still Taurus season. And I forget which night it was. I was calling out for this guy because he sent me a very nice birthday card, remembered my birthday, and his birthday is a couple days after mine. So without further ado, it's been a long time. Mick and Rocky Point, how are you? Back on the fan.
Hey, Keith. Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations for this weekend.
Thank you. How crazy is that, right?
It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Is this going to be a full-time gig eventually, maybe?
No, I keep telling everybody my full-time gig is to host nights on WFAN. This is a fill-in gig. Really, it's just changing my shift.
I'm really proud of you, though, man. This is really good.
Yeah, come a long way. And like I said, this isn't something I was asking anybody to do. This isn't something I was aiming for or trying to do, but... I'll accept the challenge. I'm honored, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity tomorrow for sure.
And you've gotten so good, my friend. I remember the first couple nights you were on.
Yeah,
I remember calling in every night for the first week.
Yeah, I appreciate your positive energy and boosting me up. But I was saying the other night, man, the first couple months, I'm like, I'm terrible. I'm like, I was critiquing myself too hard. I think it was Spike that was, you know, giving me some direction, some pointers, and telling me, you know, just stop. Like, stop going home. Like, stop going home and listening to your shows and staying up all night. And, yeah, I kind of listened to the other shows on The Fan, listened to other, you know, things, and really found a groove of putting together notes and a style and carved out a lane for how I take calls and how I talk to callers, how I approach subjects, how I deal with ride-along live games, and here we are.
I saw it the first night I listened to you. In fact, it kept me awake, and I called in. And then I called in every night after that until it got to the point that you don't need anybody. You know, it's hard to even get a hold of you now.
I'm blessed. The lines are always jammed. It's rare that I don't have calls, and the support that I've gotten is crazy. This radio is powerful. This microphone is powerful. It's got a ton of reach. Mick, how old are you now? Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
94, man.
I was like, I said, 94, you got to be either 93 or 94 now. Congrats to you. That is amazing. God is good.
He is. He is. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I can still walk and talk and listen to you.
Yeah, you're sharp, man. And I've got a lot of different pieces of mail delivered to WFAN. But it was a pleasant surprise to see the birthday card that you sent here. I was like, man, I was calling out for you that night, but it was late. It was one of those 11 o'clock to 12 or to 2 a.m. shows.
Oh.
It wasn't a 7 to 12. But I got you now.
Because I definitely would have called you. I'd call you any time that you asked.
No, I appreciate it. I just wanted to say thank you. Just wanted to genuinely say thank you. I didn't even mention my birthday on air that night. I learned from C-Mac because the night that he mentioned his birthday, it was like, all right, everybody's got to call and wish you happy birthday. It takes over the show. But, yeah, I was really pleased to see the card that you sent me, and I immediately thought about you. So happy birthday. I'm glad you're doing well. Your Dodgers will be here. How you liking Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto and the new-look Dodgers?
What can you say? You know, they're best the team in baseball. I hate saying that in New York, you know? But they're the new evil empire.
Right. Spend $1 billion plus.
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of unbelievable. But
yeah, Mick, get in touch with me in June if you want to see one of those Dodgers games. I know they're hot tickets, but I think I might be able to figure something out if you want seats to see your Dodgers.
Really? Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Would do that for you.
Anyway, Keith, I love you. I know there's other people coming on, but I just want to say I'm always listening when I'm awake. But I want to congratulate you for this week. I really do. I'm very proud of you, man. I saw it from the first night that I heard you, and that's about all I can say without looking like an idiot.
Nah, you're the best, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for the positive energy, believing in me, and remembering my birthday and sending me a card and all that. 877-337-6666. Jason is out in Brooklyn. Jason, you're on The Fan.
Oh, how you doing, Keith?
Good, man. Pushing through another five-hour show coming to an end.
That's right. Now, what did I tell you about those Rangers, bro?
I mean, you know, you didn't waver at all, and some people did, but I don't think that you were really concerned about losing a couple games in the series.
That's right. Don't focus on what the order was of how the games won. Everyone was saying Rangers in six, Rangers in seven, and they got the job done. Natural hat trick for Chris Kreider, sending them packing in their hometown. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, well done. And shout out to you for believing and understanding as a young guy that these series are battles. And that other team over there, they get paid too. They want to win too. They don't want to see their season end. And the Rangers went up 3-0. All right, all they had to do was get one win out of the next four, and they got it in three. They advanced.
That's right. And this momentum, this is going to be great. You can give us the Panthers, give us the Bruins, give us the Stars. This might just be the year.
I think so. Thanks for the call, Jason, especially for you young guys. I hope it is. I hope that the 30 years lines up and we keep going on this ride and you guys get to experience one for yourself. It's long overdue. Nick is in Bergen on The Fan. Nick, you got it. What's up, man?
Did this guy just mush us?
Everybody has. I don't know. Everybody has mushed. Everybody has pretty much been saying we want the cup, that the Rangers should win the Stanley Cup. I remember coming off the stadium series Sean Morash was talking about, this is the year we're winning the Stanley Cup just based off of how they beat the Flyers that day, or the Devils beat the Flyers, how they beat the Islanders that day.
Listen, Keith, you don't understand this. Do you remember how you felt the day after the Yanks got, well, let's say the Yanks choked? Remember that? Like the next day? Sick.
Which disgusting. Time? Which
time? The time. The time. 04.
No, that was, I was too young. I was a high schooler. I didn't even want to go to school. I didn't want to face the world.
Well, I faked sick the next day because I just could not bear to see anyone. So I had like this this nausea that I hadn't felt until today. And it was during the Ranger game. I threw up my dinner. And then like what? 5 minutes later, I'm jumping for joy. You know, could not be stopped. This is, I don't get it. I don't get it, but.
Sports.
One thing. Yeah, it makes no sense, but they're a good team. I don't know if they're the best, but if they keep this up, like, they get punched, they always come back. I don't know what happened there. They took, like, it's kind of a sedative during the other games, but I think they're going to be all right. I do. But we're not jinxing it. We're not doing that, because this team, they listen to that.
I don't think any of us are that powerful. Thanks for the call, Nick. I don't think any of the kids that called hoping that the Rangers win it all are that powerful. I don't think I can mush this thing. I know after they won the first three games, I stopped myself because I understand this mic is powerful, but I basically say they won the first three. What are the chances that they lose the next four? They didn't. They didn't. So you got to believe. And as you get closer, you understand the job's not done, the job's not finished, and it's okay, especially right now. You're in between series. It's okay to talk about we're eight wins away from being the Stanley Cup champions. You're not mushing anything. You're believing in your team and understanding you play to win the game. Hello, you want to win the whole thing. That's the whole reason we're doing all this. That's why all those kids were at the watch party, grown-ups at the watch party. That's why all those kids were partying in the streets. That's why all of you were listening to the fan and calling into the fan to share your experience and your story of being sick and being elated, because ultimately, you all want to be champions. Let's go to Sea Caucus and talk to Jack. Jack, you're on the fan. How are you?
Hey there, Keith. How's it going tonight?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Awesome, man. Well, first and foremost, congratulations on the Yankee gig coming up this week, man. So
appreciate
happy to hear about that.
Thank you.
Well, just wanted to call in and say, first and foremost, it took me a while to get on the fan. Over 50 dials to get on the line.
Wow.
With you. So people definitely want to speak with you, and it definitely speaks tributes to, you know, the young crowd and even the New York City crowd that are so eager to talk about the
Yankees. Yeah, when you put it like that, I appreciate the effort and the tenacity to keep trying.
I mean, and just to add on, last thing I'll say, you've been such a great job doing a neutral perspective on the Knicks and the Rangers. I mean, all love for you and your teams, but you've been doing such a great job.
Yeah, it's bigger than me. It's not about me and what teams I chose. It's about the city.
Well, regardless, just want to call in and say I'm so happy to see how the core of the Rangers responded tonight. I really wanted it to be either Zibanejad or Kreider or Panarin scoring. And at the end of the day, it was Panarin's assist to Trocheck that came through. And then Kreider just, you know, with the hat trick. That was the best thing I've ever seen as a Ranger fan so far. I mean, I'm a young Ranger fan, just like you've been describing. And nothing better to see on this run. I mean, so much time that we've been spending, you know, seeing it on the other end. And tonight, nothing better than to see it on the other, you know, to be winning. So excited for the next opponent that we have, and just excited for our odds. And go Knicks, go Rangers, go everyone that's left. Go New York, baby. Let's go.
Well done, Jack. And, you know, thanks for waiting, and thanks for calling and dialing. And, you know, probably took you a couple hours to get to the end of my show, but that's a great call. And, yeah, it's not about me, man. I haven't been on this radio station long enough to project my fandom or any haterade, and that's not how I truly feel. And trust me, I read it online. I convey things online, but I promise you I don't care about anything written about me online. But there are people in my fan base that think that I'm jumping the bandwagon. No, you'll never see me wear any gear of the teams we're talking about. My fandom is locked in. My fandom is my struggle. But, like, there are people listening to the radio for maybe 25 minutes, an hour, and not listening to the full show. They might just be passing through New York and want to hear what New Yorkers are saying about the Rangers, about the Knicks. How lame would it be if you had a nighttime host that was a Devils fan like I am and salty about the Rangers advancing. Like, how lame would that be? I'd be a loser, like the Evan drop. I'm a loser. I'd be a loser to come on WFAN at night and hate on what I'm seeing with the Rangers, and even as a Nets fan, hate on what I'm seeing with the Knicks. I don't have that hate in my heart, man. This is special. This is rare. I'm thankful to be here. I almost moved to Atlanta. I almost stayed in the Jersey Shore. I was ready to take a job anywhere across the country. Almost thought I wasn't going to make it in New York, but here I am. So why would I put my fandom and my allegiances, some that I chose when I was a five-year-old, in front of what needs to be done nightly here in this city to commemorate these moments and get the most out of these nights? 877-337-6666. It's that simple. Alex in Bethel, Connecticut, you got it next. Go for it, bro.
What up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good, good.
Congratulations on your bump with the Yanks this weekend. This morning I got a ticket to the game on Friday night, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll run into Keith somewhere out there, and then I get in my car on my way home, and you're going to be in the booth. So enjoy that.
Yeah,
hopefully we see some power surge from Judge. And, you know, I saw this Instagram post. I think it was talking Yanks, and it was like, you know, Aaron Judge quote. He said, you know, y'all thought I was cooked, and I took that personal. And, you know, it's just
definitely fake.
Crazy.
Judge definitely didn't say that, but I'm sure that they, I'm sure that they, I got to go look at Talking Yanks. I'm sure that that was like a troll meme type post, because, you know, Judge doesn't talk like that. Judge doesn't even acknowledge his own greatness. Like,
yeah, you know, it's one of those, you know, you're scrolling through Instagram, bored at work, and I saw it, and I was like, you know, it's crazy how, you know, people can get so down on him, knowing, you know, the talent that he has, and it's, you know, the way he's mashing
on
the ball.
On anyone. It's almost like I was saying about Chris Kreider. They lose the second game in the series, and Chris Kreider kind of tips his cap to the Hurricanes, saying they're the second best team in the league. But we're all right. And people are like, this is a loser mentality. Like, what? Like, I get it. I think, you know, with Judge, what he took personally was that ejection. And I've seen Talking Yanks now updating his stats. And they put out today, Aaron Judge in 10 games since his first career ejection. And I've been on this since I was at the game after his first career ejection. He's 16 for 35. He's batting .457 with 5 home runs, 8 doubles, 9 walks. His OPS is 1692. So after he earned his first ejection, he took that personal, and he's making everyone pay for it.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild, man. Like, this whole Yanks team just top to bottom. Glaber's getting going, you know, so you love to see it. But, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, you're the perfect radio host to be in New York for the Yankees, because, you know, when times are bad, you tell it like it is, but, you know, you're not negative. And then when the times are good, you're the kind of guy that real Yankees fans want to hear. So keep doing what you're doing, man. We love you out here, and hope to catch you at the game. Maybe I'm going to the Saturday game against the Dodgers, so
I'll be out there, and I'm in the booth, man. Look up to the booth, and if I get an opportunity, I'm going to show up to the stadium early. I might be walking around. You might see me. Thanks for the call, Alex. 877-337-6666. I'm clearing my calls. The rest of the calls will go to C-Mac. Frank in Montville on the fan. You got it, Frank.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How are you tonight?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, buddy. Listen, great win tonight. That was a lot of fun. And you know what, Keith? Just wanted to tell you, I'm in the house with one of my buddies who his entire family's from Boston. They're Patriots. They're Bruins fans. They're Celtics fans. How do you deal with that, dude?
I mean,
get out of your house.
What'd you say? Get out of the house?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying to him. But, you know, he's psyched about his Bruins. You know what? I'm not really sure. I'll be honest with you. I like the Knicks right now. If they turn that on against, I mean, seriously, against Celtic, they're going to be tough.
Oh, yeah. the Celtics don't really want to face the Knicks. Their fans are chanting F New York, and they think they're big and bad, but they've collapsed in the Eastern Conference Finals plenty. And in the regular season, the last time we saw we'll see. I hope that the Knicks close out the series that they're in tomorrow night, and then we have a hell of a matchup. Hopefully OG Anunoby can come back between New York and Boston. And I think that the guys that play for New York are tougher than Boston, and they understand that they don't get there every year. The Celtics get there every year and fold.
Don't you have anything to say?
Hey, Keith, I got one more point. Okay, how cool, though? I mean, the Rangers against the Bruins and the Knicks against the Celtics.
It would be a movie.
New York marathon. It'd be perfect. I mean, that's going to be...
It'd be perfect. They hate us, we hate them, and they're not that far. Thanks for the call, Frank. Like, the vicinity, the travel, it would be... Their fans here, our fans there, it would make for great optics and theater. Last call of the night goes to Dwight in Asbury Park, where I'm from. Oh, 07712, what up, Dwight?
Yeah, hey, Crowder to the rescue with that hat trick, man.
Yeah, he turned Superman. He put the team on his back. He put the cape on.
Yeah, I was sweating it for a minute. I was like, oh, no, Carolina might pull this off.
Everybody was. I was looking at everybody's tweets, and I was live on air, and I'm like, no, there's no way they're letting the – no, this is bad. They came back.
All right. Hey, NCAA regionals next week. Look out for it.
Hell yeah. Thanks for the call, Dwight. Hey, I appreciate everybody that tuned in. Once again, whether you listen for 5 minutes or 5 hours, these are always fun. It's a sprint, not a marathon. And, man, you guys with the congratulations and everything, I thank you. The next time you'll hear me is on the Yankee broadcast tomorrow. I won't be on late tomorrow night, and then I'll get another shot at it. If I'm absolutely terrible on Friday, I'll get to do it again on Saturday, and hopefully I learn from the first game that I get to do. So C-Max coming up next. Call his show. Tap in. He is a lifelong Rangers fan, Knicks fan from New York, and I'm sure he's got a ton to say about what we saw tonight. KM to AM concludes. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.